Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 16 years now, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs One-on-One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Dan Daugherty, director of operations and vice president of Kelly's Roast Beef. And since 1951, Kelly's Roast Beef has been delighting guests daily with their freshly prepared sandwiches, succulent seafood, crisp salads, fries, onion rings, and legendary roast beef. And we're going to talk to Dan about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around because we have a great show.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com. Or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews, from Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia. You're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 16 years now, we've been asking the Franchipreneurs One-on-One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. Well, we're meeting with Dan Daugherty, director of operations and vice president of Kelly's Roast Beef. And since 1951, Kelly's Roast Beef has been delighting guests daily with their freshly prepared sandwiches, succulent seafood, crisp salads, fries, onion rings, and legendary roast beef. Hi, Dan. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
This is my pleasure, Dan. I'm really excited to have you on the show today. We always like to ask our guests, where are you calling from today, Dan?
I'm calling from our office in Saugus, Massachusetts. It's right next door to our flagship restaurant here on Route 1.
Oh, great. My sister, actually, she's in Cape Cod today, Dan. How far is that from Kelly's?
We're a couple hours away. She's couple on, hours. I know, call it state. On the Cape. Yeah, she's,
on the Cape.
She's at least a couple hours away.
Gotcha. Okay, fantastic. You know, we've been doing the show now 16 years, and I don't think we've had too many brands that go back to 1951. I thought, you know, maybe you could talk a little bit about the history of Kelly's, because maybe not everyone knows about the history.
Sure. So the original location, which is still standing today, was built on Revere Beach, directly across from the beach. And it started out, truthfully, as a hot dog stand. The owner and the manager of a restaurant that was beside where they wanted to put this hot dog stand was they worked in this. It was like a banquet facility. And they decided to put this hot dog stand up and said, okay, we did that. And that was in 1951.
Okay.
They were both associated with that banquet facility. And what happened was the there was a banquet going on, a wedding, of some sort of event, and it got canceled.
Okay.
And what they were serving there were full roast beefs, you know, that somebody would cut up into like a prime rib type deal.
Right.
It got canceled, and they decided, you know what, we can't, we got to use this stuff, so let's bring it over to the hot dog stand.
Wow.
They hand sliced it, and they toasted some hamburger rolls, put it up there, and started selling it. And that's where we began the Kelly's roast beef. You know, we call ourselves the inventor of the roast beef sandwich, but I'm sure there was some grandmother out there before us that was doing it. But we we'll take the claim for that roast beef sandwich, though.
What a great story, Dan. And, you know, I mean, Kelly's roast beef has really been a part of your life, hasn't it? Maybe you could talk about, you know, how you discovered the brand and how you became part of it.
Yeah. So as a young, you know, kid, I'd be down there with my parents. You know, we there were seven of us in a station wagon, and we'd go down there and get seven fish plates and seven orange sodas and sit on the beach wall and, you know, defend our food to the seagulls that were trying to take it.
Yeah.
So as I got older, as a I guess a mid, I guess they call it before teenagers, you know, that was the place to work back in the 70s.
Sure.
And back then, believe it or not, it was all male workers in this 1,400 square foot walk-up boardwalk restaurant.
Right.
And it was the place to work. So when I became of working age, which I started working there in 1979 at 15 years old, and working the window along with sometimes up to 26 to 30 other, you know, young people and owners and all that. So it was just the place to work. It was you had to have a good work ethic or you weren't going to survive.
Right.
And it was extremely busy. You know, the competition like it is today, there's not a lot, you know, there wasn't a lot going on. But and the beach was somewhere where they were, it was on the tail end of like the Coney Island type, if people are familiar with that, with all the rides and, you know, arcades and all that.
Yeah.
So, you know, during the 50s and 60s, that's where they got away with, you know, being open to service those people that were coming down from all over Massachusetts.
Right,
but, you know, I've worked on, you know, at Kelly's since then in some capacity, whether it was part-time, full-time. I've been back for the last 30 years when we built our second location full-time. And for the last 10 years, I am the vice president and director of operations and run the company for the family. It's still the original family. It's family run.
That's amazing.
The Careys and the McCarthys, they were both co-owners back then.
Mm-hmm.
We're now into our third generation, which we have one that's a couple of them that sit on our board on the third generation, not in operations, but have their expertise on our board, and we're very excited to have that too.
That's great. What a great story, Dan. I mean, it's really, Kelly's has really been part of your life. It's been a very big part of your life, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I can't say enough about the family, you know, the employees. It's just a great place to work. And believe it or not, I am not even the senior member of Kelly's Roast Beef as far as workers. We have two gentlemen. One's a food service professional fry cook at our original location. Bob Griffin, and he's been there. It'll be this October. He'll be there for 50 years.
incredible.
And our director that works out of here with me up at the office, Dean Murphy, he'll be in this coming April of 2024. He'll be also be at 50 years.
That's incredible. Yeah. You don't hear a lot of those stories. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, and then we have many employees 25, 30 years. So, if it wasn't for people, like the Dean and the Bob, people like me, I always say, I wouldn't be here. They're the ones who put in the full-time long hours. But it's been great, and it's even more exciting now. There's a lot going on in our business.
I imagine because, for you, Dan, I mean, you've gotten to see the whole history of, when it began and where Kelly's Roast Beef is today. Maybe you could talk about, that there were over the years, there have been items or new products that have been added to the menu. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So what happened was we had a solid base of, like 12, 14 items as back in, the 70s and 80s, mm-hmm. and, that built the business. But as things develop, people, want to try different things and, mm-hmm. Suggesting to us on different items. It also came with some higher-priced items. We decided, clams and whole-belly clams and lobster and scallops, they do get expensive, coming into us. So we came up with some other items and, anything from the – cheesy fries to Reuben sandwiches and buffalo chicken wraps, which all, we brought in and are all selling extremely well. But we had to, we had to adapt to what was going on in the industry.
It's interesting, you were talking about how many individuals would work in a Kelly's, in the old days, Dan, and I imagine that because of technology, maybe it's been a little bit streamlined today. Maybe you could talk about, it must be interesting for you how it was in the beginning and where you are today. How is Kelly's using technology today?
So it's funny you said that. When I started working in 1979, mm-hmm. We had one cash register.
Wow.
And we all reported to the gentleman that would take the cash. But we also had to add up all the orders in our head along with a tax chart that we would be familiar with. And so that's where I came from. So, and then in the early 80s, we became a little tech savvy where we mm-hmm. went out and got a new system and I can date myself, and it goes into the McDonald's era. It was called the Tronte system.
Okay.
And McDonald's was one of the first ones to use it, and we piggybacked and tried it, and it changed our business. It extremely changed our business. And again, like you said, it was we didn't need as many people to push out as many orders, And that's, you go 30 years later, we're into kiosks and, the whole digital online ordering and the delivery platforms and just so much has changed.
Sure.
And if we even go back to when we had the only one on Revere Beach, the walk-up stand drive-through, we came up to here on Route 1 in Saugus, mm-hmm. and we never ran a drive-through before, but we opened up with a drive-through, and that changed everything because, back then, we would say, wow, that's great. We're getting 25% of the business is coming through drive-through.
Right.
Now, this day today, 70% of our business is coming through either drive-through or delivery platform or takeout.
Wow.
So it's just an incredible turnaround. And, it's happening. It's just the way of the world now. And people are willing to wait in the drive-thru. I always said that it really changed when the smartphone really mm-hmm. came into light, where people could be on their phone and sit in the line and not being worried about their order being, 5 minutes. And, we used to have people banging on the horn and, giving us grief because it was 5 minutes. Now, you know, they'll sit out there and not even say a thing because they have the technology in front of them. So
yeah, it's incredible.
The drive-thru is the way to go right now.
That's incredible. Franchising wasn't always part of the picture, Dan. I get, you know, in the early days, I mean, at some point, I guess franchising did become part of them. I imagine over the years, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of people said, you know, I would love to own one of these. When did franchising kind of come into the picture?
So, it was the decision, you know, obviously the ownership and the board and where we are as a company in what direction we wanted to go. So, everybody was comfortable for years. You know, everything's great and, you know, second generation or, you know, have done their time and been in the business and all that.
Right.
So back in about, I think it was about 2017, we got approached from Logan Airport and the facilitators of them is called Massport, asking us if we'd like to go into Logan Airport. And we said, that's a big step. But they brought in a lot of local brands. They brought in, like San Tapio's Pizza out of East Boston and Trade out of Boston.
Right.
And then they, you know, they got us. And we sat with them. They told us, you know, we could help, you know, they could help us. And it was very, very extremely difficult to give up.
Sure.
You know, our trade secrets, our product, and you know, it's handing over our baby.
Right.
But we decided to go with a licensing agreement.
Okay.
And that was with the big, you know, a big player, HMS Host. And we finalized everything, you know, legally, and we opened it up. They let us come over.
Wow.
We trained all their people. Then we brought them up here. We trained more people up in there. And it was a success. And
that's great.
We said, okay, we can give it up if we can monitor. And I, you know, I go over there once a week and talk with them and do a quality, you know, check.
Sure.
So we decided if we can do that, let's put it out and create a franchise. And we did the franchise development and, you know, with lawyers and made all that happen around 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a bunch of folks lined up, ready to go, and then the pandemic happened in 20.
Right. Yeah.
So that set us back a little.
Sure.
And right now we have, three different groups of franchisees that are with us, and it's been great. We opened up Salem, New Hampshire, which is the first one out of state, and we did that with a group called AAM15. They're out of Burlington, Mass, and they opened the first one. We went up there. We spent a good amount of time with them once again, and make sure that they're doing the right thing. And we ended up going with another group, which is a great partner, RA Ventures, and they're the ones who said they wanted to go down to the west coast of Florida.
Wow.
And that was, for us, we call it the corridor from Boston to Florida. And we feel anybody that can, you know, get a Kelly's in the corridor from Boston to Florida is going to do well.
Sure.
So they decided they wanted to open up a bunch of them. They have one open right now in Sarasota, Florida. And again, you know, as a team, we went down. We trained with them and were there for the opening for a couple of weeks and left them on their way. And now they're into their second one, which will be opening in South Pasadena, Florida, which is close to St. Pete's Beach. And that's going to be opening in July. And then they have another one followed in August. They're going into Naples.
Wow.
And they're they have another, I believe, five agreements to open five more on the west coast of Florida.
That's amazing. Makes sense, I guess, too. You know, I'm thinking, Dan, you know, because, you know, I'm originally from New York, you know, and there's a lot of snowbirds, you know, you know, and they go down to Florida. So, I mean, you know, I'm thinking of even with Massachusetts, it's the same thing. I mean, that they can go down to Florida, you know, for whether they're down there for 4 or 6 months and then still get a Kelly's, can't they?
Yeah, and you know, we when we opened up, we saw all those people. It was incredible.
Yeah,
you know, just there were snowbirds. There were people that were living down there full time.
Right.
But you know, I always caution that you know we can rely on them for so much, but you know we need people to get a taste of this brand, you know, that are from Detroit and are from
mm-hmm.
Ohio. They're from,
right.
you know, different parts of the country.
Sure.
Because it can't all just be New Englanders.
Right.
It's
right,
got to
right.
get people that live in Florida, or, you know, and we're working on that, you know, and that's where
that's
the folks at RA Ventures, you know, they're gonna put a bunch of them down there, and we're going to, you know, touch a lot of people.
So, I mean, this must be a very exciting time for you then too, Dan, right? I mean, because, again, you were there at the beginning, you know, and now you see that, you know, Kelly's Roast Beef, you know, can really be, you know, that national brand. It sounds like, you know, and at some point, you know, you're certainly going to accomplish that goal.
Yeah, sometimes it's surreal because me, you know, as a young 15-year-old, you know, thinking about, you know, your future and what you're going to do in life and
right.
realize – you know, I'm living a dream. I really am.
Wonderful.
And I'm seeing a, you know, a development for people in my business also.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we would give up some people that that could work on the franchise end and, you know, get
right.
development for them for the future. And that's the exciting part for me, but again, it's sometimes surreal. You know, when I'm down in Florida and I'm still in my same business that I was doing 43 years ago.
Right.
It's just incredible. Incredible.
It is incredible. The industry numbers are pretty significant too. And I thought, you know, that Kelly's even referenced them on the website. It mentioned food and beverage sales in the counter service industry, $246.7 billion with a B. And what's interesting about your industry, Dan, is the growth rate for fast casual restaurants. They've been growing three times faster than the restaurant industry as a whole. That's pretty significant too, isn't it, as far as numbers go?
Absolutely. You know, and you know, again, it comes from the pandemic. I think everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know, that
right.
great word, pivot.
Yeah.
We didn't have to pivot. So what happened?
Yes.
We were built for this. You know, so we
right.
were built for takeout, and we were built for quick service. So our 2020 year was busier than our 2019 year,
that's
believe
incredible.
It or not.
Incredible, isn't it?
So, as everybody adapted, full-service restaurants had to adapt to, you know,
right.
takeout and, you know, all the other restaurants that just weren't prepared for it,
right.
didn't have the culture of the people that we had that,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're essential workers and we were able to operate. You know, it changed the business, you know, the COVID, but again, we were already in that business. So,
yes.
Yeah, that segment of quick casual, it's building because a lot of people had to get into it because, you know, people's demands have changed too.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people,
right.
you know, we have a dining room, you know, next door that sits 240 people. That's changed. You know, you're
right.
seeing more people getting, you know, takeout, online ordering, drive-through.
Yeah.
So that's where the franchise, we're down to some of our franchises looking at, you know, 4,500 square feet versus, you know, our flagship next door here
right.
at, you know, 10,000 square feet.
Wow, that's incredible. What's been, when I have someone on the show like yourself, Dan, who's been part of the brand such a long time, difficult question, but what's been one of the most interesting things that's happened to you since being part of Kelly's Roast Beef? Knowing, again, you probably have 1,000, 2,000 different stories, but does anything stand out over the years that you go, wow, I'm sure COVID was part of it, franchising was part of it, but anything else kind of stand out to you?
You know, in a way, it's just the competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, versus where we were, you know, we were, you know, we're an iconic brand, what
yes.
we call here on the North Shore.
Right.
But guess what? There's a lot of other restaurants out there doing a good job too. And, you know, we relied on, you know, just our, you know, Kelly's Roast Beef, and that's who we were, and we were
mm-hmm.
going to always be, you know, the king. But guess what? You
right.
know, the competition makes you better, you
sure.
know, keeps you on
I
your
agree.
Toes. But I think
agree.
that's what I find, you know, probably the, you know, the craziest is, you know, of going on. We always said, you know, we have to stay on our toes. We had a iconic steakhouse, half a mile, not even, it's probably a quarter of a mile, up the street from us here that you thought would be around forever. But guess what? They didn't change with the times. They changed, you know, management. They changed, they sold the rights and all this, and it changed. And that was called Hilltop Steakhouse. You have to look it up. Look it up. It's an incredible story about a gentleman, Frank Jafrida. But again, it didn't last after changing hands and different people having different ideas and all that. So, and we're cognizant of that, you know, saying, you know, we're going to listen to our customers. More importantly, we're going to listen to our longtime employees that, you know, they understand. So, and we're going to be around for another, you know, 73 years. How's that?
It's wonderful. I think that's fantastic. And speaking about franchising, Dan, what's important to you, or what's important to Kelly's Roast Beef when taking on a new franchisee? It sounds like, you know, again, you mentioned in the beginning, it was hard for you to, you know, kind of give away the secret sauce and things like that. So I imagine there's certain things that are important to you when taking on a new franchisee. So what is important to you in terms of characteristics or traits?
So it's you're hitting it right on the nail there. It's just what we need is people that operate restaurants. You know, believe me, we have people that have come to us, and I get a lot of money. I want to open up a Kelly's Roast Beef, and they have zero experience in the restaurant business. And, you know, they just think, you know, I'm going to open one up and it's going to be a great place and all that. But guess what?
Right.
We learned, obviously, through the license agreement, you know, HMS Host at the time was running 1,200 restaurants. So they know restaurants better than I know restaurants. And I had to admit to that.
Right.
We have the folks down in Florida, RA Ventures, they own up here in this part of the country, they own 35 restaurants called 110 Grill that they built over the last 7 or 8 years. And so these are things that I've learned that, guess what, you have to have trust in other people that want to come into your business, but you also can't just go out there and say, I'm going to sell to anybody. And we've had people come here to the office, you know, that wanted to give it a shot, and it just doesn't fit. Unless they have that restaurant experience.
Yeah, that's great. And how does the training work then, Dan? I mean, once you decide, you know, that a prospective franchisee is a good fit, I mean, how does it work? I mean, would they come to a corporate for that? I mean, maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so actually, you know, this is, it's exciting, you know, because you're bringing another person, like an area director. Usually we bring them, and we actually throw, you know, a uniform on them and give them an apron, and they work the circuit. They come up here to Saugus and Revere, our Medford location, and they'll work the circuit. And I say the circuit meaning they're going to be, you know, putting the headset on and working a drive-thru. They're going to go through every station, you know, on how to work with our food. And also, you know, and people don't get this, the culture that we have, and I think that's big part of, you know, the development of the franchise, and they're getting that also. So they spend a good 5 weeks with us learning everything all the way back to the back of the house and the office, but they're right beside the employees, and it's been great. We had the folks that are up in Salem, New Hampshire. We brought in their area director, and then the folks down in Florida, same thing, brought in their area director, and a couple of their managers came up and worked with us also. So, and I think that's going to be the successful part in getting them understanding, you know, not just the food, but the culture. And that's what family is built. It's a family-run business. And we want to, you know, we want to adhere to that, and that's what makes us great.
Right, because that's been a big part of the success, as I'm getting, Dan, is the culture, is the longevity of the brand, right? Because the culture is certainly attributed to that, you know, so that makes sense. And I'm thinking of a typical day, because you've been doing this such a long time now. I mean, so lunch, dinner is 7 days a week. Is that how you describe, like, I guess probably every day is probably fairly busy at a Kelly's?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, again, we're post-pandemic.
Right,
so
right.
I give you an idea. When not too long ago, when labor got tough, but back 10 years ago, labor got tough. But we were open till 3 a.m. on our Revere Beach location.
Wow.
And then our drive-thrus in our other locations were open till 1 a.m.
Wow.
But, again, you know, sadly, the world has changed, and you know, it's very difficult to keep anybody later than, you know, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock.
Right.
So we had to make adjustments to that. You know, it's been, you know, so we have a great lunch crowd, you know, again, seasonally down the beach, which has been a tough month because we've had more rain than any other June. But last year we had a every day hot, so you know it's one of those things you can't control.
Yeah.
But
right,
it's been
right,
a tough month down there. But you know, so we have great lunches. We also, you know, go into the dinner time, and all our locations are on busy roads, we get good traffic, so we're constantly busy right up until 11 o'clock at night.
That's terrific. What Now that you're part of franchising, Dan, you know, one of the you know, in doing this show 16 years, a lot of our listeners, they're kind of like, they're new to franchising. You know, they have this in the back of their mind that, you know, they'd like to buy into franchising. But I think, you know, last time I looked, they said there's something like there's like 3,500 different systems out there. I mean, from everything you've learned up to this point about franchising, what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest to buy a franchise?
You know, myself, you know, included, you know, as somebody who watches the industry, and I would say, you know, you got to be all in, and obviously it's a big investment, and, you know, you want to make sure that you have, and I say this, you may have the desire and the money and all that, but you have to have good people around you, and if you don't, you're not going to succeed. I go back all these years, and is I don't say I don't say I built this, I've done this, because I didn't. It's people that made me better behind me. They're behind me, but they made me better. And I would say, if you're going in, you got to build a team that's going to be dedicated, and you know they're going to, you know, do as much as you're doing. And if you don't, you know, you're going to have trouble. You know, I was young in this business, the owner, you know, the owner who worked operations for, you know, 40 years with us, he ended up, whatever he did, it didn't matter. If it was cleaning the bathroom, it was picking up, you know, papers outside, if it was fry cooking, but again, talking to the customers and having that, you know, banter with the restaurant, with the employees and the customers and all that. And it's just not, you know, one person. It's all of us, and this guy, you know, this guy leading, he led, but guess what?
Yeah.
We followed, and we became the same as he did. So, I would say
you learned a lot from him. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. You know, work ethic, I joke, some things what I wouldn't do also, but, you know, but, you know, there was a good work ethic was built, but I'm fortunate enough to go back, and I worked for his dad, Frank McCarthy. Brian McCarthy was an operator for, you know, like I said, 30, 40 years himself. But and it's just genuine good people. But guess what? You had to work hard. But he built a core of people around him that helped, you know, build the brand. And I would say to a person that was getting into the franchise business, just have a good team, because you can't do it alone.
Right. Yeah, I think that's great advice, Dan. And, you know, in looking to the future, you kind of hinted, Dan, you know, I mean, if the crystal ball was like a year or 3 years or 5 years, it sounds to me like, you know, at some point, you know, you would like Kelly's Roast Beef to be a national brand kind of almost everywhere and anywhere in the United States. I mean, it makes sense, right?
It sure does. But again, you know, we're cautious of that too. You know,
sure.
We know it's a tough industry out there.
Right.
You know,
right.
We're again surreal. You know, we're talking with people out in California. We're talking with your sister is down there on the Cape. We're talking
mm-hmm.
with somebody in Hyannis with a
right.
You know, a great area. But again, you know, we want it right. You know,
sure.
We can say yeah, it's going to make us a lot of money and do all that.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see it. You know. 40, 50 of these, you know, over the next 5 years and say, yeah, the brand is everywhere. But guess what? If it's not upheld and not doing well, that it means nothing having that many because you can close that many that quick too.
Sure. Right, right. That's wonderful. What's the best way, Dan, for our listeners to get more information on Kelly's Roast Beef? Of course, as the franchise opportunity, but even the product itself. I mean, are there any websites you can kind of direct our listeners to?
Yeah, so... You know, obviously, kellysroastbeef.com website has
okay.
information there. They can direct to, you know, I have a great franchise president that he controls
mm-hmm.
A lot of the franchise end of it. So there's a contact form for him there. And it's, you know, Google us. You'll see us. We're all over the place, man. It's just... Some
That's
incredible
great.
Food. You know, we do the roast beef sandwich is one thing, but we do homemade tartar sauce. We make our own
wow.
tartar sauce. We make our own onion rings, hand breaded.
Great.
Whole belly clams, fish and chips. We
wow.
have our own 70 some odd year recipe for New England clam chowder. We use, you know, a local bakery company that's been around 100 years, Pantadosi Bread. Out
yeah.
of Malden, and they're all over the country now too. But a lot of their start were customers like us, you know. So,
wow.
but we're still in use with them, and they're a great partner, and they have some great products. So, you know, check us out. It's just a great, it's a great story, you know. And I live it.
It is a great
sometimes
story.
Sometimes have to realize that you know, I'm in this story. It's not just work. And,
That's right.
It's also.
Right.
It's also, you know, some fabulous food, New England flair, we'll call it.
Yeah, no. You know, and one of the questions I can't believe I forgot to ask you because, I mean, you've been going to Kelly's your whole life. I mean, do you have a favorite, Dan? I mean, like, if
yeah.
you were to go, you and I were to go into a Kelly's right now, what would you order and what would you recommend I order?
I would, you know, when I go, say I go away and it's been a week or 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
there's a craving I have, and on it, and I'm not just saying it, but it is the roast beef sandwich. I don't eat a roast beef
it
sandwich
is.
Every day. I just
sure.
don't. I, you know,
I'd
be 400 pounds. But the Kelly's roast beef, melt in your mouth, medium rare roast beef on a toasted Pantadosi roll with barbecue, James River barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
A piece of American cheese and some extra heavy mayonnaise
wow.
is what I go to. It's just,
That's
it's
fantastic.
A staple, and it nobody else does it like us, and
yeah.
it's something that's desirable, not only for, you know, our customers, but someone who's been around it, like myself, all these years, that's my go-to.
That's terrific. Well, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed talking to you today, Dan. I've done hundreds of these interviews, and this was a wonderful interview. And I'd like to invite you back over the next year or two as Kelly's continues to grow. I'm going to keep watching you.
All right. I appreciate it. We appreciate it, and we want to make sure that we come back to it. And another visit, and we'll have a bunch of these up, and people can actually see it from all over the country.
That's wonderful. This has been my pleasure, Dan, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews. Coming up in our next segment, we'll be playing a clip from our Great Quotes in Franchising podcast right here on Franchise Interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising?
Franchise Interviews, an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show, where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Today's Great Quote in Franchising is being brought to you by
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott, the president of Franchise Interviews, and welcome to another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, we've been hosting Franchise Interviews many years now, and during that time, we've had some incredible quotes and lessons on our show. And if you go to our About Us page on franchiseinterviews.com, you'll take notice on why we started the podcast and radio show Franchise Interviews, and it suggests that every business has a story. And that's really been our experience in doing all of these podcasts and radio shows. Is every show we do, you'll notice that every franchisor, every franchisee has an amazing story related to franchising. Today's Great Quote in Franchising podcast comes from Tony Luffy. And Tony Luffy is the Chief Executive Officer of the Marlowe Investment Group. And the Marlowe Investment Group are franchise owners of some very popular franchise systems such as Little Caesars, Sizzler, Jack in the Box, Arby's, Church's Chicken, and most recently Sears Appliance and Hardware Stores. And Tony talks about the difference between opportunity and regret. There's another great quote relating to opportunity. And again, we talk a lot about opportunity on our weekly radio show. It's said that luck is when opportunity meets preparation. But let's hear what Tony says about the difference between opportunity and regret.
That we've been able to do on a large scale.
It's amazing. If you go back to the beginning, Tony, I mean, were your goals, I mean, today, I mean, you're as large as like 200 plus units, but I mean, back then, I mean, when you go back to the beginning, I mean, was that your goal in the beginning, or was this kind of like a, just like a natural progression over time?
It's both. Really, when I, in the early 90s, when I finally became a partner, a 10% partner of a small company, I wanted to get to 50 units before I turned 50. So I don't know if that goal was really feasible in my head, but that was the dream. But the goal, the most important part of it was I wanted to be an entrepreneur, I wanted to be independent, and I wanted to allow my ability to manage people and work with people to to develop into something that was bigger. I didn't know the size, nor did I plan for it to be a number of revenue, whether it's 10 million or 5 million, whatever it was.
Right,
it was
right.
Really finding a way to make a living and support my family at the same time satisfying my personal need, which is to be an entrepreneur. And really, once that took place, it was more about the opportunities that came our way. And I always say the difference between opportunity and regret is being ready. So if you're ready, you see the opportunity as an opportunity. Otherwise, you spend a lifetime regretting the fact that you missed the opportunity. So to me, it's about being ready. And I've always worked so hard to make sure that we are ready for whenever that opportunity came our way.
That's fantastic. We have this great quotes in franchising podcast. We're gonna put that quote in there, Tony, if you don't mind. I think that's very powerful. Maybe we could talk a little bit about your company. I mean, the Marlowe Investment Group.
If you'd like to hear that whole interview with Tony Luffy, all you have to do is go to franchiseinterviews.com, and you can go to our franchises listed alphabetically page and simply go to the Marlowe Investment Group, and you can hear that whole interview. We have that interview also in our About Us page, and you can go to Franchise Interviews by category as well and go under the food category, because that's where most of Tony's franchises are located within his portfolio. And lastly, we'd just like to thank everyone for making this podcast such a tremendous success. It's amazing how many people have listened to the podcast over the years. So it's really been wonderful. And we'll see you again soon with another edition of Great Quotes in Franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise